Hillheads with a very happy coach in Rob Wilkinson after a 7-2 demolition of the home side here. Something that hasn't happened for a long time, and particularly satisfying, I guess.
Definitely, you almost have to pinch yourself a little bit. You know, the last few years when we've been coming here, and to be fair, sometimes we've been beaten rather convincingly. So for the tables to turn the way they have, and for us for that to be as easy as it was, is a surprise, and as the result itself.
It didn't look particularly easy for the first two periods, a bit nip and tuck, and for certain stretches of the first period in particular, we were kind of penned into our zone for quite long spells. And then for some reason, third period, totally different story.
Yeah, I think there was probably a lot of penalties, and I think it just upset the flow of the game a little bit. Like, I don't think we started particularly well, like you said, the first period. Second period, I thought we were like, it was pretty 50-50, but I think we did really well. We did really well to come in 3-2 at the end of it, to be a goal up. And then, like I said, the third period, we seemed to find our feet a little bit. And I think we took the life out of them, but we were starting to, I think the lads, they were starting to enjoy it. They were starting to pass the puck around a little bit more, and the third period it was quite one-sided.
It was. I think Note should go out tonight for our special play teams, because we've scored short-handed goals, we've scored power play goals, so those set pieces have worked out really well for us.
They have. We've got a lot of work to do on the power play. We've talked about that. We've got a lot of work to do because it's not where we think it should be. Killing penalties, it was very good tonight, because one thing about them is I think they lost a little bit of heart, but the power play is still good. The five lads they have on the power play, they move the puck around really well. So I think for us to did they score a power play goal early on?
Yes,
maybe. And then after that we just, like I say, they didn't really, they had lots of possession, but it was around the perimeter, around the outside. I don't think they really got to the middle that much, so we played them quite well. And like I said, we sneaked, was it two goals, two short-handed goals,
yes.
Which is always nice.
I think we've given ice to a lot of our bench tonight, and it's obviously kept the momentum going and making sure that everybody's fresh.
Yeah, definitely. I think even killing the penalties, normally we're quite rigid. We have three lines on the penalty kill, but tonight we just as it went on, we were swapping things. We were trying to include as many people as we could just to try and keep the tempo up.
It was quite evident, especially in that third period, where we just seemed to have the extra legs on Whitley. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%, 100%. They looked very, very flat, to be honest with you. And we were just getting better and better all the time. And then it got like a little bit niggly. I don't know why. There was one or two of their players trying to not cause a bit of trouble, but they were being quite confrontational, I'll say. So it was almost nice just for the game to finish. No real, Paddy took a penalty there, but it's just nice to walk out of here. Everyone's okay. We've had a good win, and then we'll go again next weekend.
We do go again next weekend. I mean, if you look at the league as a whole, it's been a great night for us. Our nearest challenges for third have been beaten quite heavily on the road tonight. So it has been a really good night for us, and we do go into next week's game at Sheffield with a bit of a spring in our step.
Oh yeah, 100%. I didn't realise them results had gone our way. So that's great news. Yes, next game Sheffield. Obviously they are where they are in the league, and we've spoke about this before, that the bottom of the league, but they're always a hard working team. So we'll have to be honest, and we'll have to turn up. But I think it's also, Every time we go on the ice, every time we play a game, it's an opportunity for us to get better. Like we mentioned this week, that we've got some work to do on the power play. So if we get some power plays, hopefully, like I say, we can just try and get better and better every week. Because obviously, in a couple of weeks' time, we have a really, really big weekend coming up. So if we can just keep building for that, and hopefully that'll go well.
Well, it's been a joy to watch tonight anyway, and long may it continue. We're getting the business end of the season now, so all these performances hopefully will start stacking up and the momentum will be there.
Yeah, 100%, and hopefully the fans who turned up tonight, thank you very much, they'll have enjoyed that, and even the fans at home, because let's be honest, it's been rather unpleasant the last few years, and they're always quick to tell us about it. So things have turned a little bit now. So it's, yeah, I am standing with a smile on my face for once.
Game at Hillheads with a very, very happy captain in Michael Elder. It's not often we come up here and we're coming out having scored six unanswered goals and left the Warriors sulking in the dressing room.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can leave this building happier, to be honest with you, the way we played that third period. It was a game of two halves, really. We knew that if we played 5-on-5, that we felt that we were the better team, and the referee, given us due, he did call a lot of penalties tonight, so we just feel like we couldn't, I think both teams probably felt like that, we couldn't really get any momentum. So we spoke about it in between the periods, and we knew as soon as, if we just play a 5-on-5, we knew that we had the speed and the skill to create chances, to put some pucks on net, to punish them. So when we did that, you could see we were flying out there. I don't really think we were expecting a 7-2 victory, but absolutely we'll take it. And we've been on the other end of a few in the past few years, so it's about time that we take the lion's share of it. But yeah, we couldn't be happier in there tonight.
They kind of rode the storm a little bit in the first period. They did seem to have that kind of the jump on us a little. It was a quite long periods of possession hockey for them in particular, but for some reason they didn't capitalise on it. And after the first 40 minutes, you know, it seemed pretty even. Would you agree?
Absolutely, yeah. And look, I said in the changing room after the game, I said, I think that's probably the best game Tom Brown's played in a Billingham shirt. He stood on his head in those first two periods, and you've got to give him credit. He was absolutely outstanding. He kept us in that game. He's looking for that shootout. He doesn't like the two goals going in, but look, he kept us in that game, and he won those first two periods for us. He allowed us to build on what we got. I know it was a tight game, and look, third period we came out strong, and we just punished them at every opportunity we could. So good result.
Well, he was pretty much a spectator for the third period. You forward lines were absolutely flying, and you just seemed to have the extra legs on the Warriors. Would you agree?
Absolutely, and we spoke about this on the bench. We didn't want to relax. We didn't want to let Warriors get back in the game. Again, they had some power play chances, and they've got some good shooters on that team. If you give Harry Harley's time at the top, he's going to punish you. So we had to put bodies in front of pucks, which I think we did great tonight. Everyone bought into it, but yeah, we deserve that one.
Well, as you would expect with a derby game, it was quite chippy out there, so there's a lot of little niggles going on, and as you say, the referee did call quite a lot, but for once we actually stood up for ourselves and actually gave it quite back to them.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things. No team likes going down 7-2, not especially not in a derby game. So we were expecting it, and it's not anything personal on any player. You just don't like getting beat, you know what I mean? So we knew it was coming. We knew we just had to keep our heads. We had no business getting involved with anything. We were winning the game, so again, we didn't want to take any stupid penalties. So we kept our cool and just played the game.
Well, it's turned out to be a massive Sunday for us, with Solihull getting beat quite comprehensively at Deeside. So it's almost like we've got 4 points out of tonight.
Yeah, look, it's crazy swings in this league. Like you say, one night can really do you massive favours. We did our job, and by the looks of things, yeah, Deeside did us a favour, beating Solihull. But we've got two massive games against Solihull, and every game that we come down to this stretch, every game is important. But especially those two Solihull games, it's a hard place to go. Obviously, Whitley went there last weekend and got beat. It's not an easy place to play, and they like playing on home ice just like we do. So, no, everyone's focused on the job in hand, and it's all in our hands now.
Well, the cliche is that you just focus on the next game, and that's on the bigger ice at Ice Sheffield next Saturday. Obviously, Sheffield have struggled this season, but for sure we're not taking them lightly.
Absolutely not, no. That, again, we've said that in the dressing room after the game. I said, look, we've got another game. You can easily slip up against teams of Sheffield. They've got guys that can put the puck in the net, so we've got to go there, stay professional, do the job, and just take the 2 points. But yeah, like you say, we're not going to take it lightly. Every point's up for grabs on this run-in, and we want to take them.
Well, congratulations on the win tonight. Let's hope that this momentum that's behind us continues. We've got an awfully big couple of months coming up, and hopefully we can just keep that momentum rolling.
100%, yeah. Everyone's buying in, so we're looking forward to the run-in.